The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer in for JP today. It's time to get out to the guest hotline and bring in our guest from Front Office Sports, A.J. Perez. You can follow him on Twitter, at @byAJPerez. A.J., what's going on, dude? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on.
How you doing, man?
Just out here in California for a few more days.
Nice.
So can you give us a, I mean, it was a wild weekend for this football team. Yesterday, obviously, focusing on the craziness on the football field. Can you give us a quick recap of everything that went down Friday night into Saturday that allowed the RFK bill to get passed?
Yeah, definitely. We probably sort of start with Wednesday, where it's kind of looks like it was going to be in that the government funding bill, and then Musk tweeted, and then it Trump reacted, and that got taken down. And the next two versions of the CR, which funds the government, that would have avoided the shutdown, and we did avoid it. The RFK bill was not in that smaller package. So basically, from Thursday and Friday all the way into Saturday morning, the lobbying effort was targeted at the Senate to pass the RFK Stadium bill as a solo bill instead of having it in the government funding bill, which a couple of days prior didn't look good. So it got down to the last minute. All 100 senators had to be on board with it. And once Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, announced it, there was no objections. And within a couple minutes, the bill passed. And now we're waiting for President Biden to sign it. And then the RFK Stadium site, where the team played for decades, it becomes basically the top option for the next Commander Stadium.
AJ, so I have this mindset that they went 100 senators to zero. I believe that look, even these senators, they look at the pride of possibly having an Olympics in the nation's capital. They look at the pride, the possibility of having a Super Bowl there, multiple sporting events, different concerts. I think that the site is going to be, and people go, oh, no, it's not going to be easy now. They may want to do something else. I think a stadium is the place. That's what's going to happen because of how they went with this whole deal.
Yeah, and that's kind of like how they got it is one of the, you know, Mayor Bowser and a lot of other people in the D.C. government and even some of the bill sponsors, they never really hyped up the stadium. They never said, you know, the stadium and next, you know, the NFL stadium and Commander Stadium. No, that's. They were focused on the parks and residential and other uses, which could still happen even if the Commanders, you know, do relocate there. But they were careful until Wednesday, and then Wednesday it looked good and until it didn't. That's when Mayor Bowser mentioned the stadium and other things. But I reported about a week ago now that this is what the ownership group, you know, this is their preference. This is where they'd like to see it. This is where the fans, obviously, we've seen polling and all your callers, that's where they want to see it too. You know, it's still not a slam dunk. There still needs to be the D.C. government's now in charge of it or will be in charge of it once Biden signs this bill. And then the neighbors may voice opposition. There'll be other. Maybe some pushback for public money, even though it's, you know, that we don't even know that component yet. But it looks good now, but things can change.
Talking with A.J. Perez from Front Office Sports, you mentioned that, you know, you're not across the finish line yet. What are the next steps? Also, what's a timeline look like? You know, Mayor Bowser saying that they could get a stadium up before 2030. You know, I don't know if you buy into that or not, but what's the next steps, and then what kind of timeline should we be looking at?
Yeah, I'll start with the timeline. It looks, you know, she said 2029 could be a possibility, and that could be, but they're still tearing it down now. The old RFK Stadium is sat vacant for many years, and it's still being torn down. They need to raise that old one, and then they got to figure out if there's any remediation needs to be done on the land. You got environmental impact reports. You got all those other things. But basically now it's going to – the next major step would be the D.C. Council. I think that's where – we're several months away, you know, from that. The first thing that has to happen is Josh Harris and the ownership group have to say – come to an agreement with the mayor, with the city council. That's the next step after Biden signs his bill. It's a long road, and we don't know how much public money, if any, is going to be available to them, because they're just the city's paying a lot of money out to Monumental Sports for their Capital One Arena upgrades and taking it over. So that's for the next 3 years. That's a lot of money lay out there, around $500 million.
Yeah.
So after that, we're looking. You know, I think shovel on the ground by 2027. Is pretty doable, I'd look from now, I think. Maybe even late 2026, if everything falls right. It takes about a year and a half, 2 years to build a stadium these days. It could be 2029. I don't think it'd be much sooner than that, though.
Well, it was another gentleman was in control for 20-something years. He couldn't even get him to vote on it. This other guy comes in, and in a matter of a year and a half, they're voting on it, and it's going to be in their hands. Do you think it went that fast because of, you know, Josh and his reputation and his crew reputation more than Dan and his bad reputation?
It was both, Brad. You're right. It was basically a month before they changed the name back in 2020. DC basically said, "You're not coming here, Dan. You're not." You know. Then he changed the name about a month later, maybe about 6 weeks later, to Washington Football Team. But even then, that wasn't going to happen. You know, there were other deals that fell apart, Virginia and, you know, Maryland, that didn't go very far because of Dan. You're right, but it's also the NFL. You had Roger Goodell on Capitol Hill lobbying for you. You had the entire apparatus of the most profitable league in the world. You had all these owners, many of them who are close to Donald Trump, many of them who are close to other senators who are big donors to both sides too. You know, they don't always just give to the GOP side. You know, you have all those people, and you needed bipartisan support. And the NFL, you know, both in person on the phones, on Zoom, the commanders, all the co-owners, Mitch Rales, I got to call him out. I think he was one of the big drivers of this as well, part of the ownership group. So there was a lot of lobbying being done, and there was just no way the previous ownership could have mounted anything close to that.
Talking with A.J. Perez from Front Office Sports, forgive me, I'm not super into politics, but how often does something like this happen? I mean, 100-0 vote on something for the Senate?
Not very often. I can answer that question, A.J.
Well, and off of that, too, though, like, are you surprised at all that there was no pushback from Maryland senators, which could have derailed the thing?
No, it was Mike Lee, who I talked to. We had a couple of us reporters talked to after the committee vote in November. You know, he just basically said it was like a Latin giveaway to D.C. He didn't want that. And, you know, he was the last one they had to convince. It wasn't the Maryland one. So there were some assurances made, I'm sure. Since part of the original deal last Wednesday was D.C.
National Guard
sends a few jets over to the – no, and that disappeared too. That was not part of that new bill either. So there had to be some bargaining done. But it wasn't the two Maryland senators who were the final obstacles minutes beforehand. It was a Utah senator. So that was kind of different. But Bernie Sanders also – I don't know. Mike Lee was basically said it's like it is valuable land, everything else, even though the government's paying a lot of money to keep that land up right now, getting no benefit out of it. So this transfer changes that, extends, So they have a 9-year lease now and a lot of time to negotiate. And I think everybody, it became clear during this process that, you know, that they're, this is where the commander's ownership, at least a major part of ownership, the ownership group wants to be. You know, that's Then they had to make that deal with Maryland. So if they do leave, if they don't build a new stadium next to the current Northwest Stadium, they have to create some kind of end of use so it's not a white elephant out there in Landover, and that they made assurances to Governor Westmore about that. So that'll be taken care of as well.
My question is this. So you say the RFK site, what does it exactly entail? Because the armory is there. If they're going to be building all this new stuff, I don't see that armory being able to stay there. You know, and I understand the water right there, hell, anything waterfront, you could do a lot. So they're going to have to build some shops and stuff along the water also.
Yeah, definitely. And I reported last week that it looks like the headquarters as of now is going to stay in Ashburn. They're going to likely have a new complex there somewhere, likely where they are now, in a much better facility. Because you were there. It's been open for 33 years now, 32 years. It's the worst in the NFL, rated by the NFLPA survey. You know, they're going to be upgrading that. It's going to be a major thing out there. Because there's not as much room, because I think the city wants to do other things, like you said, Brian, other things with the land than just a football stadium. And it does encompass, it's 174-ish acres. It does include the armory. There's really no major plans. We haven't seen any plans for the land other than, they started, they have developed part of it, the city has, with its current lease, but they're going to be doing a lot more. It could be retail, you're right, along the water, a lot of things that won't just be a stadium, but it likely won't include the headquarters or the practice or their practice facility.
Any idea what would happen Northwest if they decide to move to RFK? Is there any plans there?
Yeah, we don't really have an idea what those promises the commanders made to Governor Westmore. There's going to be something, probably some mixed use, residential, retail, entertainment kind of district there. It's a lot of land, 200 acres. It's 30 more acres than what they're going to be moving into, basically, to RFK, if and when that happens. So there's going to be some kind of probably, Josh Harris acquired this land and that stadium when he bought the team. So it's kind of, pretty open-ended there.
Last one real quick for you. Saw something about the difference in cost for maybe a retractable roof, a translucent roof. You have any leaning of what kind of – they're going to have a roof on this thing, correct? Like, what are you most likely to think of with the new stadium?
SoFi Stadium.
It's a
something like that. That's sweet.
I would love that.
The SoFi is open on the end. That's still cold. I don't know. I think that's great. But even – Our thunderstorms in the summer, SoFi would just rain. People still get wet somehow with the sideways rain we get.
But I like how SoFi seems outside inside.
Yeah. That would be it. Some kind of like that would be pretty cool. The retractable roof it's not really in vogue anymore. It adds several hundred million dollars to the cost, and then there's ongoing cost for upkeep that a roof wouldn't have. But there's
and then
still,
you have stuff falling from the roof, like in Dallas.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in Dallas, yeah. So there. It looks like it'll likely be a dough. But I had one of my sources during this process not too long ago saying they haven't ruled out an open-air stadium quite yet. It's either going to be a dome, most likely, with a small possibility of an open-air, it's not likely going to be a retractable roof. We haven't seen any mock-ups like Dan Snyder used to, throw
us. It's not going to have a moat.
We're not going to have people surfing in the moat.
With the moat surfing. I don't think there'll be moat surfing here. Although it's a much more doable in Landover than it would have been much more doable at RFK than that mock-up from Landover. It's going to be state of the art, though. I think this is going to be, Josh Harris has already agreed to a new stadium, which he's pretty much going to be funding with his ownership group for the Sixers in Philly. So it's going to, $2 to $3 billion for a stadium or a dome stadium here in D.C. It's not going to be a slouch. He's not going to do what Jack Kent Cooke did and build it on the cheap, or it's outdated when it opens.
Yeah. AJ, appreciate the time, man. AJ. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother.
You heard from AJ Perez from Front Office Sports. Next, I want to continue talking about the RFK sites. Is that the more important thing to you right now? Is that the thing that has got you the most excited, or is it the fact that Washington is on the verge of going to the playoffs. We'll talk about it next. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in?